sermon here this morning, and I want to ask it to see how you respond in your own heart. Consider the case if you were put on trial and you perform a godless court. You're in front of a court in which they do not believe in God. They do not believe that God exists. And in fact, you're being tormented, you're being agitated, and you're being persecuted. But the question comes, is placed before you. You say you worship the Lord of heaven. Have you ever seen him? If this question was posed to you, how would you respond? You say you worship the Lord of heaven. Have you ever seen him? How would you respond to that accusation? Well, my dear friends in Christ, this isn't just some theoretical question, but this was an actual question that was posed to Father Robert Greene during the communist takeover of China in the 1950s. Father Greene was a very old missionary in China between 1937 and 1952. In 1949, the communist Reds came and took over China. And they took over his village, they took over his church, and they imprisoned him. And they put him on court, or on trial. And that was one of the questions that was asked of him. And we can only imagine that this was not an easy question to face, given the circumstances of being imprisoned and having gone through much torment. But this is how Father Greene responded. Father Greene's response was, "No, I have never seen the Lord of heaven, no more than I have seen my great-great-grandfather, nor have I seen the maker of this desk. But from the effects I do see, I can reason to the cause in every case. So with the order of the universe, we know that this must have an intelligent cause. We call that cause the Lord of heaven." My dear friends in Christ, Father Greene was explaining to this godless court that when you look at nature around us, you see such great beauty, you see such great order. And this great beauty, this great order, it does not just happen. It doesn't just automatically appear like that. The order and the beauty that we see in nature is a proof of the existence of God. And why is this? Why is this orderliness, why is this great beauty a proof of the existence of God? Take a car, for example. When you look at a car, or consider the car that you have, it's functional. It gets you from A to B. It brought you to Mass here this morning. It might have air conditioning, a radio. There's a lot of features in our vehicle that are nice, and that they work. We know that when we look at our vehicle, there's no way that that vehicle came into existence all by itself. There's no way that that vehicle accidentally was put together and just happens to function. No, the car functions, it works, because somebody designed it. Our reason tells us that somebody designed this vehicle. Some intelligent being, that is one of our fellow man, designed, created this vehicle, and it functions, and it works very nice. So too the universe around us. It's so orderly. Just consider the sun, the moon, the stars. How the sun always rises in the east and sets in the west. How much order we see in the moon and the patterns of the moon. There's order there. There's beauty. That doesn't just happen by itself. I have given another example. This is an example I like oftentimes to talk about, and that is a junkyard. Many of us here are familiar with what a junkyard is. It's where you take old cars and parts, whatever it might be, and they're stockpiled. Usually nothing works or runs in a junkyard, at least in where all the trash is. But can you imagine if on one occasion there was a nice strong south wind? So the wind is blowing from the south, and as the wind blows through the junkyard, you start to see car parts rolling together, and then all of a sudden at the end of the junkyard, poof, appears a Camaro or a Mustang or some really nice shiny looking car. Something that functions and it works really good. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. That's unreasonable to think that when the wind blows through a junkyard, car parts are going to roll together and form a nice working car. No, it doesn't work that way. Reason tells us that if we're going to get a nice car or a nice vehicle, that it takes an intelligent being to design it, to create it and put it together. So too in the universe that we see around us, there's a need for somebody with an intelligent mind to create and design it. Father Green responded to the communists by using the order we see in nature to prove the existence of God in our reason. But how did they respond? How did the Corps respond when Father Green told them this? The communists responded by saying, "No intelligent people believe that superstition. You should have your brain washed." And that's what they oftentimes told him. They would tell him, "You need your brain washed." And that's exactly what the communists did to the Chinese people when he was there. Father Green had seen many of his Catholic faithful who were marching with the communists after the takeover, how they had brainwashed his children, the Catholic faithful, how they took them and changed the way in which they viewed things. And my dear friends in Christ, I mention this in the sermon here today because it's very important that we truly cherish our true Catholic faith, that we truly live our true Catholic faith in our lives every day. For if the time comes when we face persecutions, we want to make sure that we stand strong, that we persevere until the end. If we live a lukewarm Catholic life now, how can we expect to stand in a time of persecution? If we live just basically one foot in the church and one foot in the world, that is living a lukewarm, half-hearted Catholic life, when we are persecuted for the faith, are we going to stand strong? Are we going to fall? My dear friend in Christ, persecution is a very scary thing, but it's not something that is uncommon. Our Lord and our Lord foretold us, "If they have persecuted me, they will persecute you. The servant is not greater than the master." Our Lord was persecuted before us, and so we should expect persecutions in our lives as well. Consider the early martyrs. If you look at the early martyrs during the years after our Lord, we see that there are many who laid down their life for the Catholic faith. We see that there were many who would rather die than deny the Catholic faith. We read about their lives. We read about what they had to endure. But my dear friends in Christ, oftentimes we overlook the fact that there are many early Christians who deny the faith. There are many early Christians who apostatized, who gave up the faith. So let us think about our own lives and let us consider, am I truly living a devout Catholic life? Or am I numbered among those who are lukewarm? My dear friends in Christ, it's very important that we make and take the steps that we need to enkindle in our heart a true love for the Catholic faith, that we live it in our everyday lives. In order to help us to increase our faith, we can use our reason. If we look at the world around us, we see the order and the beauty. Just think of a nice, clear, cool night. When you look outside and look up at the stars, you see so many stars all around, hundreds of stars. What beauty you see, and what we can ponder on what's going on beyond. My dear friends in Christ, there has to be a creator. Those stars did not just come into existence of their own accord. Somebody had to create those stars. Somebody had to create the universe in which we see. And that is the first cause. That is God. God created this world. If you ever talk to somebody who has denied the existence, or who denies the existence of God, and ask them the question, who created the world? How was the world created? What happened in the beginning? You might get an answer along the lines of, well, it was the Big Bang, or this explosion, or we're just not quite sure yet what created the world in the beginning, but give us another couple hundred years and we'll probably figure out what the original cause was. But my dear friends in Christ, you can respond very calmly with meekness that, you know, if you think that the Big Bang was the original cause of the world, well, what caused the Big Bang? They won't have an answer to that question, but they'll say, well, it might have been something else. Well, we can ask them the question, well, what caused that other thing? We can always ask what caused it, because it gets back to the fact that we need a first cause, that is a cause which is created, but what is not created. My dear friend in Christ, we have many other means of using our reason to strengthen our faith, to show the existence of God. We all have a moral ingrained in our hearts, we have a moral code which says, do good and avoid evil. All peoples, all generations have had that written in their hearts. Do good, avoid evil. And this comes to us from Almighty God. My dear friends in Christ, none of us would put ourselves in a position to be persecuted. None of us would put ourselves in a position where we have to be tried for the faith, like Father Green. It would be presumptuous for us to go out and to look for trouble. Father Green was put in a situation before the court, and he was asked, you say you worship the Lord of heaven. Have you ever seen him? Father Green simply used reason to show the existence of God. Look at the orderly world around us. Look at the beauty of the world around us. In doing so, he proved the existence of God. But to a godless court, they simply said, you should have your brain washed. My dear friends in Christ, if our Lord has been persecuted before us, so too shall we. It's very important that we live a good Catholic life, that we truly cherish our Catholic faith. That if we find ourselves in a state of lukewarmness, that is not truly living our Catholic faith, may today be a wake-up call. May today be that opportunity that, what can I change in my spiritual life? How can I grow in my faith? Especially for children, coming to camp. Coming to camp is a great way to grow in your faith. Where you have the sacraments, you have spiritual thoughts and direction, and you have good activities with other Catholics that helps to strengthen your faith. My dear friends in Christ, as our Lord has said, the servant is not greater than the master.